Welcome back into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here with you. I want to thank my last guest. Ooh, stumbling over my words this morning. Dr. Trevor Gaskill from Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center was in. He talked to us about injury prevention and treatment. But currently in studio with me, I have Lions Club Vice President Dave Schaefer and member of the Kansas Quality Woodworkers, Gary Postler. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in the studio with me.
Thank you,
yep, Nick. Glad to be here.
So we're going to be talking a little bit about an upcoming event, the Lions Club and in association with the Quality Woodworkers Association, the Pancake Feed Fundraiser that's coming out October 20th. That'll be at Potter's Hall in Seco Park starting at 7 a.m. So I guess it might be good to just kind of start off with, how long has the Pancake Feed been going on?
Well, I thought you might ask that, so I just called our longtime member, J. Lester Hooper, who is well-recognized in the community, and he thought, and that was in a conversation with our longest member, Jim Tubach, who's 93 or so, I think, and it goes back somewhere between 50 to 55 years in the mid-60s.
So a community staple.
Well, we think so.
Okay.
We hope so.
And it's been has it always been put on in collaboration between the Lions Club and the Kansas Quality Woodworkers Association, or is that a new partnership that's come about?
I would guess not. Early years, it was down in the community center, and the facility would have been different and perhaps didn't work that way. But I don't know that Gary would know either if they've done that together.
Yes, I do. I talked to Doug Tippin, who is a charter member of the Woodworkers, and he says he thinks this is the 20th year that we've done this. And our club was just established. We just celebrated our 25-year anniversary, so we haven't been around nearly as long as the Lions group.
And that might actually be a good segue to talk about the Lions Club itself and a little bit of the background there. I understand you've just celebrated your 80-year history, but tell me a little bit about the Lions Club and its goals.
Well, Lions Club originated in 1917, so it's over 100 years old. We celebrated the national, and then it is now really an international club in over 200 countries around the world. Actually, I became a Lion member the first time in India. In 1968, my counterpart there, Indian, and this is the country of India, was already involved in Lions Club there, and we did several things together. And when I came back and had a young family and all that, it didn't continue for a while until about 12 years ago or so, and rejoined when I retired.
And what's sort of the mission of the Lions Club?
Along that line, it was formed in Chicago, Illinois, by a businessman. I think he was in an insurance business, got a group of other men together. And one of their early guests there was Helen Keller, who might be a name that people recognize, that, as I recall, was both blind and deaf and had a young woman that was her companion that instructed. Anyhow, she came to one of their early meetings and challenged the club to take on things related to vision as a major mission, and that's continued for all of these 100 years and 102 now, I guess. So, and then we do several other things in the community with the money that we raise in one way, or our members that work at projects that help those in need. We support several youth things and a whole variety of them.
And that was sort of about going to be my next question, too, a little bit regarding what the benefits of the Pancake Feed are.
It's this one is our major fundraiser. We also have a biscuits and gravy one in late January, early February, but doesn't involve quite as much as many people or involvement of the club. But this is our big one.
And sort of stepping on over to the Quality Woodworkers side of things, what are some of the How did the Woodworkers Association work with the Pancake Feed? What do you have going on there at the feed?
Well, this is just an outlet, in a sense, for the people who do all kinds of woodcraft things. We have 18 people this year who are woodworkers and what I'll call craft persons that are participating. They are coming from Salina, Lenexa, Manhattan, Ogden, you know, a lot of places here. But we'll have 18 booths this year. Mm. And that includes things like scroll saw, wood things. And that can be jewelry boxes or candle holders. They have what they call intarsia, which is putting together segments of small pieces of wood. And I brought an example here of a bird, you know, but they have little nice tree ornaments, you know, for your Christmas tree. And then we have wood turning groups, which were they make pens, they make bottle stoppers, cups, rolling pins, I mean anything that you can make on a lathe. And then the what I will call the craft people this year, we have one group that does greeting cards and so on. We have a homemade jewelry kind of thing where you can buy all kinds of jewelry. We have a lady who is coming that does fiber art, which essentially is kind of like a quilt, but in framing size or things like that. So it's just all kinds of wood things and crafts, and I can't even describe how many different kinds of things that they will see there.
And we mentioned painting some word pictures on our way in here. Mm-hmm. We have some examples, as you mentioned, here in studio, and I'm just going to say right now, they are spectacular looking. This bird carving over here, a bird on a branch carving, mm-hmm. Unbelievable. There's a little kind of a crucifix almost. It's definitely a cross, whether or not it's a crucifix. Very well made, very good handwork. Speaking here in studio with Lions Club VP Dave Schaefer and member of the Kansas Quality Woodworkers Association, Gary Postler. And we're talking about the upcoming Pancake Feed fundraiser that's on October 20th in Seco Park at Potter Hall, 7 a.m. And what sort of, we're going to shift back over to the actual feed itself. What type of food can we imagine, well, other than pancakes, of course?
Pancakes, main thing. We have two different kinds of sausages. And one of the nice features that we've done several years now is eggs fried to order, whether they're scrambled or sunny side up or anyhow, people can order what they want. That's a little bit of an extra charge on a specialized eggs. But the main thing is $6 for adults for the feed, and then $3 for children 5 to 11, and under 5 children can be free.
And as we were saying, it goes towards a lot of good causes, mm-hmm. mainly eye care.
And a couple of other features that we're going to have that day would be a potential for rides of by children and perhaps their parents on old engine, fire engine number 1. And also we will have availability of vision screening for children that may not have had their eyes checked earlier. And this tells whether they need further attention or not. And generally we run into about 8% of children that we didn't know that needed some further attention. Their eyes may need a little help, and so that will be available too for those that bring their children with them.
And you gave me some information here that said there's almost 33,000 children you were able to get eye tested.
3,000.
Yeah, 3,000.
This last year we have a crew of our members that have gone to numerous preschools and early grades of schools around our area and done this testing. So.
And we're just about out of time. Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, we'd just like people to consider coming out. I know there's one other smaller pancake feed in town that day, but you could also do one in the morning and one by noon and take them both in.
Double up on pancakes that day. That's coming up October 20th, Saturday, Seco Park, Potter Hall. Thanks again, gentlemen, for coming in.
Thank you, Nick.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by